Welcome to God's 5 Minutes with Pastor Ed Wilson. Reach him at God's5Minutes@gmail.com. Now, here's Ed Wilson with God's 5 Minutes.
Hello, friends. 1 Corinthians 15:10 reads, "But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." This apostle was all his life under the hateful necessity of vindicating his character and apostleship. He was forced to do this by persistent efforts in the Corinthian church and other places to deny his apostleship and the faithfulness of his representation of the Christian truths. The way in which he did it is very beautiful and remarkable. He first fires up in vindication of himself, and then he checks himself. "By the grace of God I am," and he's going to say what he is, but then hesitates as if he had reflected. "No, I'll let others say what that is. By the grace of God I am what I am, whatever that may be. And all that I have to say is that God made me and that I helped him. For the grace of God, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. You Corinthians may judge what the product is. I'll just tell you how it happened." Paul meant something enormous by that word grace. He meant the active love of God as focused on us low and too often sinful people. And he meant the gifts of God's love bestows and then activates in us when he opens our hearts to that torrent of heavenly affection. Wrapped up in these two, God's love and gifts, are the precise things we all need to illuminate and elevate those parts of our humanity that are noble and pure and meant to be holy. Every person in the world knows enough of duty and of right to make him a far nobler person than almost anyone is. People don't go wrong because they lack clear convictions of duty or have no sound role models available to set before their eyes. People go wrong because of damming out the flowing love of God, which alone can motivate us to the highest spiritual levels. And without that love, there are none of us who have the power to be what we instinctively know we should be. And this is where Paul's gospel comes to our rescue, for it supplies a motive and the power. God's love supplies motives. There is nothing that will bend a person's will like the recognition of divine love and the blessedness which comes from having contact with it and obeying it. You may try to sway a person by motives of advantage and self-interest and to thunder into his ears the appealing words of duty and right and ought, and there's no adequate response. You can't soften a heart by the hammers of the law. You can't force someone to do right by brandishing before him the whip that punishes doing wrong. You cannot sway the will by anything but the heart. But the love that touches this deepest spring moves the whole personality. The fact is, the new life of holy salvation is a central gift of the gospel. And this new life, this new nature, complete with new desires, hopes, aims, and capacities, is the only thing that can lift a person into hitherto undiscovered heights of beauty and inward serenity. It is the grace of God, the gift of his divine spirit, who will dwell with each of us if we will make him welcome, who alone can be trusted to make any of us good. Paul's very act of writing this is in itself an indication that he had found this mighty secret. But then he stepped back from himself. No word of vain boasting on his lips, no egotistical effort at promoting himself or carving out a lofty position. He merely said in so many words, "Whatever you see in me, this is what the power of the Spirit that works in me makes. If it is something that appeals to you, it's for you too." But what an amazing world-transforming power that has been. For his letter, sent originally to a single city, has been preserved to the centuries, broadcast everywhere, and kept alive because, after all, the message it contains was not the simple philosophy of a man. It was and is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Have you talked to him today?
You have been listening to God's 5 Minutes with Pastor Ed Wilson. Reach him by email at godsfiveminutes@gmail.com. Tune in next time to hear more encouraging thoughts from God's Word on God's 5 Minutes with Pastor Ed Wilson.